The past week brought more protests across the country about police violence, and one of those protests ended up with two protesters dead. WFAE commentator Tommy Tomlinson can't stop thinking about how those protesters died, and especially what happened next.
In this summer of so many terrible things that have happened on the streets of America, the most disheartening thing to me is something that didn't happen. It involves Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old who showed up with a rifle at the protest last week in Kenosha, Wisconsin. As the protest turned violent, he fired on the protesters, killing two and wounding one. Then the police moved in from down the street. And here's what didn't happen. The police didn't pay any attention to Kyle Rittenhouse. They didn't pay attention, even though people in the crowd were telling them he'd shot someone. They didn't pay attention even though he was jogging toward them with a gun. They didn't pay attention even though he raised his arms, seemingly in surrender. They drove right by him. And so he left. He wasn't arrested until the next day at his home. I know you might be getting tired of thought experiments, because this entire year feels like a thought experiment that blew up in the lab. But just imagine for a second what would have happened if in the middle of those protests, a black teenager toting a rifle would have jogged toward an advancing group of police. You know exactly what would have happened. So many white people spout a line of bull about being colorblind. The truth is that they do have a blindness, but it's not the one they think. It's a blindness to seeing other white people as a threat. There seems to be no problem with white people seeing black people as a threat. That's why there were protests in Kenosha in the first place, because a police officer in a confrontation with a black man named Jacob Blake shot him 7 times in the back. There's video of that. The same way there's video of George Floyd and countless others. As the sports columnist Howard Bryant wrote for ESPN the other day, the images are as common as lunchtime. But those people who claim to be colorblind can't seem to see those either. They can't see why NBA players would briefly shut down the whole league in protest, and how players in other leagues would follow. They can't see why Kyle Rittenhouse shouldn't be hailed as a hero. It's not colorblindness. It's just blindness. By this point, it is nearly genetic, built on 400 years of history of white people in this country treating their fellow men and women as less than human. How dare white Americans get offended when black people assume the worst of us? They see what we can't or won't. But it's a reversible condition. All you have to do is watch that video of Kyle Rittenhouse with open eyes and an honest heart. Watch that white teenager walking past the police, literally getting away with murder. All you have to do is try to see.
Tommy Tomlinson's On My Mind column runs Mondays on WFAE and WFAE.org. It represents his opinion, not the opinion of WFAE. You can respond to this column in the comments section at WFAE.org. You can also email Tommy at ttomlinson@WFAE.org.